Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company. It's also good to have Greyhound Racing still on, and the CEO, Alan Clayton, of Greyhound Racing Victoria has been good enough to give me a couple of minutes. You can't go to the Greyhounds at the moment, but you can head to the Watchdog app, watchdog.grv.org.au, and it's good to have the CEO, Alan Clayton, on the line. Now, welcome to you, Alan. Great to have you on.
Yeah, great to be on, Dwayne, and good to talk to you, and I hope you're well.
I'm absolutely well, and it keeps on ploughing through. It's difficult times for everybody, but you've been giving those in the greyhound industry right around Australia, not just in Victoria, a chance to still go to work in safe conditions, which is nice.
Yeah, that's right, Dwayne. Look, we've got stage three restrictions that have been introduced throughout Victoria, and we treat the issues around, maintaining a conservative, healthy environment as an absolute priority. And so social distancing and the fact that the public aren't at the track, they're all really important aspects to us. And we will be introducing a couple of changes over the next couple of days that will be further aimed at improving the safety at our tracks. So it is really important. And I just want to say to all the listeners that if you're involved as a participant bringing dogs to the track, please make sure that you are practicing social isolation and that you're remaining healthy. And if you're not healthy, don't come to the track. But, you know, as we go through, we are continuing to race, and it is important for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, for the health and well-being of the dog, because they are ready to go. And then the other, of course, is for the health and well-being of participants who can be isolated, because our dog community and participants are often on regional rural properties out in the, you know, across Victoria, and that can be pretty lonely environments with training with the dogs, and it's really, really important that they get up and they've got a purpose in their lives. So the issue for us, I guess, is that the fans of Greyhound Racing can continue to enjoy their favourite dogs and trainers, but they do it via Sky or via the Watchdog app, and that's what they should be doing.
And I presume you're like every other person in this country right now, and that is you wake up every day and have a look to see what's changed and whether you can go about the business that you expected to be able to go about every day, and because it is such a moving picture.
It is something that we are concentrating on, and obviously we're reviewing our position on a daily basis. But we understand that the importance of complying with the Chief Health Officer's requirements, just absolutely fundamental and critical. But we have a really good set of protocols in place to protect our participants, staff and dogs. And we are also developing contingency plans in our back pocket if they're needed, and we continue to race on. I guess just I would say to the participants again that are listening to this program is that if you have a need to understand exactly what's going to happen next, don't make it up and spread rumours. Listen to what's on our website, or you can ring Peter Duncan or myself directly, or the racing manager, Greg Kerr, but don't make it up and spread rumours, because we've had quite a bit of misinformation being put around through the industry, which is just completely unhelpful.
Anything you want to put a stop to now whilst you're on air?
I think the probably the one topic that we've had is which we explained last week, which was Healesville, and I think we put that to bed, and there is a non-fiction version of what actually went on at Healesville, and it's important for people to embrace the non-fiction version. But at the moment, in other jurisdictions, for whatever reason they've got, and they've got good reasons, but they've gone to regional racing. At this point in time, we have not gone to regional racing, so there's lots of rumours about regional racing and this and that. The fact is that we are actually racing across the state, but with really, really strict conditions in place at each and every track, which will only be stricter from tomorrow. But we're not in a regional racing environment at the moment. And just for everyone to know, I haven't even put a paper to the board yet as to when we will move to the regional racing, and if we'll move. But obviously, I've developed an approach that is in the back pocket, and we are ready to go, and we've made all the adjustments on our computers that if we had to go, we would go.
And is international turnover up? I mean, is there more people betting on our greyhounds than ever before?
Look, it's let's put it this way. We've had a pretty difficult 12 months with, firstly, with the shortage of dogs in Victoria and Australia, and then we had gastroenteritis in the dogs, which disrupted our racing program. And now we've got what we're faced with at the moment. And with we get a range of different fund sources in what happens for us. Certainly, the corporate bookies seem to be going pretty well, and I think it's been a little bit more problematic overall. But look, we think that there's a remarkable opportunity for the general community to potentially long-term switch their preferences in favour of greyhound racing because there's not much else to bet on at the moment other than the horses and harness. So,
yeah, watch this space. Alan, great to have a chat to you. We really appreciate your time, and thanks for supporting us and supporting SEN Track. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, look, we very much love SEN, and we're there for you, and I know you're there for us. So the SEN Track development, which we've seen start up this week, hopefully is a really good way for people to listen about racing, and that's can only be a good thing. Thanks very much, Dwayne.
It's been extremely popular, I've got to say, SEN Track, so it's a fantastic innovation from Hutchie and the crew. Thanks for your time, Alan. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, keep well, Dwayne, and good to talk to you.
GRV CEO Alan Clayton, the boss of Greyhound Racing Victoria. Great to have a chat to him, and it's been great chatting to you. Thanks a lot to all of the callers today. Been great to have Eddie McGuire on and Andrew Bogart on. So you can always download the Dwayne's World podcast and have a listen in your own spare time, which I'm sure you've got a little bit more of perhaps than ever before. So you can download it whilst you're going for your solo walk around the block or through the park. And yeah, download the Dwayne's World podcast and listen in your own free time. If not, join me tomorrow from midday. I'm looking forward to joining you again tomorrow and taking plenty of your calls. But stick around, Bob and Andy coming up straight after the news. And I think they've got a special guest as well, which will be great. Zach Toohey is joining Bob and Andy. I know the Geelong Cat Boys love messing around a little bit with his OCD stuff. So we'll see what Zach Toohey's got to say. I'll be listening. Bob and Andy are next.